The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Three simple words. We need God.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, here we are, starting a new week together. Michael Brown, absolutely delighted to be with you. Why are you listening? Why have you tuned in to this broadcast? Why are you here? Maybe you just stumbled on it. You have no idea who I am or what the show is. Well, we'll stick around. We serve as your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Why are you here? Why this broadcast? Is it just to get the latest news? I don't think so. Is it, did you like controversy? It's not going to keep you long term. Why are you here? Probably because you want to get built up. You want to get strengthened. You want to get sharpened. You want to know how to react and respond to the crazy world in which we live. And that's why we are here as your voice for moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. So today we want to really try to go for the heart of things, really address the core issues, and really help us get our eyes where they need to be. 866-34-TRUTH, that's the number to call. Now you can weigh in on what I'm talking about today, but if you have any question of any kind on any subject, if you got a bone to pick with me, we'll get to some calls later in the show. 866-348-7884. I also posted a number of questions on Twitter. I'm going to share with you the poll results of some questions I've been asking in advance as my new book, The Political Seduction of the Church, comes out in 8 days, a week from tomorrow, September 6th. It comes out, The Political Seduction of the Church, How Millions of Americans Have Confused Politics with the Gospel. Okay, those three words, we need God. You say, well, who doesn't know that we need God? Well, many people don't. Many people don't believe in him. Many people don't recognize how desperately we need him. But I think many times, even in the church, we don't realize how desperately we need God. Let me paint a picture for you about America, about the state of the nation, so as to underscore how we need divine intervention, how, as I said in a recent book, it really is revival or we die, that the best political outcomes we could hope for, whoever we believe would be the best party to be in power and the best leaders to be in power, even though that can have a major effect, all right? Who is in power will affect lots of things, economy, many decisions, foreign policy, national security, certain key moral educational issues. There's no downplaying that. Judges that get appointed to local courts, national courts, Supreme Court, these are big issues. No one is downplaying that. I'm certainly not downplaying it. But, ultimately, at most, the best political outcome is only a Band-Aid on a much deeper problem in America. If we do not have divine intervention in the church, revival in the church, that would then sweep out and become a national awakening in society, it's over for America as we know it. You say, Dr. Brown, we've heard you say that before. You're going to hear me say it again because it remains true. Here, if we're driving down the road, right, I'm in a new area I'm not familiar with, and I said, yeah, GPS, I'm not really getting a good signal here, but I think it's just straight up a little further. You ever keep driving and you realize, okay, we're obviously going in the wrong direction. I see signs for cities that are the opposite of where we're going. And the city we're going to, I don't see signs for that. Yeah, you know, I think you're right. Okay, until we turn the car around, someone needs to keep saying we're going in the wrong direction. So let me just underscore a couple of things for you, all right? For many years, Fox News has been looked at as the conservative side of things, CNN, MSNBC, liberal side, of course, the mainstream networks as well, on the liberal or leftist side. But Fox, the more conservative voices, you know, the Bill O'Reillys in the past, and the Sean Hannitys today, and the Tucker Carlsons today, and not necessarily holding to everything we'd hold to scripturally, but that's the conservative voice out there, the biggest conservative TV news. Well, just think that earlier this year, Fox hires on its team Bruce, quote, Caitlyn Jenner, as a hero in the LGBTQ plus community and as a great role model for kids. This is Fox hiring Bruce Jenner. Now, I don't mean that Jenner is the most evil person on the planet. I'm sure he has many good qualities and admirable qualities, and in many ways is a political conservative, but you just have to grab hold of the moment and realize how far things have shifted in just a very few years. I was reading one apologetics website, and they were talking about, hey, when you're thinking about getting kids interested in the Bible again, they're thinking about which preferred gender pronoun to use. In other words, we're on a very different wavelength and don't realize the world that many of them live in. A few years ago, there was a song just with three letters for its initials, WAP. And when I tried to write about it, because it became a national, even international number one song, I couldn't figure out how to write about it, because you start to watch the music video, that's crass. You start to listen to the lyrics, like, those are unbelievably crass. I'm talking about as vulgar and crass and base as could be, as sexualizing of women as could be. And no, I didn't listen to all of it, and I shut the video off, but I saw and heard enough. Oh, okay. This is something that little kids are singing. This is not just raunchy stuff. There's been raunchy stuff always. This is extreme raunch that then becomes number one in America. That's just the state of things. I'm just giving examples to make a point, okay? Think back just 7 years when the Supreme Court outrageously redefines marriage. Think of the shock of that. Think of when the White House was lit up in rainbow colors by President Obama in celebration of this moment. And obviously, from the gay lesbian perspective, this was a momentous time. And Andrew Sullivan, who's a brilliant guy, homosexual, brilliant thinker, and certainly tough-skinned in many ways, he wept over these things, and it was so meaningful to him as a gay man to find this acceptance. And obviously, from that perspective, it's something to be celebrated. Obviously, I have a very different perspective. I care about the people, but with a very different perspective. But think of the outrage of that. Think, just go back a generation, and public opinion was completely against the idea of same-sex, quote, marriage. Now, today, even early this year, conservative in many ways, but gay atheist David Rubin, he and his partner, quote, spouse, are adopting children. And so gay couple adopting children. And you've got major conservative leaders celebrating it. And David Rubin saying, I heard from this one, this one, this one. They're all congratulating me. Now, he and his partner may be very devoted parents and caring people. It doesn't deny the fact that the kids will be raised by choice without their mother, and that they will be deprived of having a mother in their lives as a mother. So that's a sad thing. But either way, it's nothing that you celebrate as a conservative, but now it's celebrated. Why? Because things have shifted so dramatically. I just use these as illustrations. They're a lot of other issues in America that are very serious and very grievous. I'm just using this to paint a picture to say you don't just recover from this. There has been a whole generation that has been raised learning that truth is relative, that morality is relative, that even reality is relative. It's just whatever you perceive it to be. They've been raised with this. More and more parents are finding out what's happening in the schools, and they're getting more and more outraged for good reason, for very good reason. But in point of fact, this is the reality. These things have been going on for longer than we realize. Come on, Disney Studios pushing aggressively to have more and more LGBTQ plus characters, more and more LGBTQ plus superheroes, children's cartoons with these. I've documented this for years. No, this is not the most evil thing. Oh, those gays, they're destroying America. I'm not saying that at all. All right, there's enough sin in the church to destroy America. There's enough sin in heterosexual marriages to destroy America. There are enough problems right here where we live, okay? I've said for many years that no-fault divorce in the church did more to destroy marriage than all gay activists combined. That's my own personal opinion. I'm simply illustrating how dramatically the society has shifted, and even pastors have shifted. And quote, conservative leaders, that there are conservative websites, or I couldn't say some of these things because it's considered too controversial. We don't rock that boat. So that's where we're at. You don't just recover from that without divine intervention. Too many foundations have been destroyed. We need God. The good news is, in the midst of this madness, in the midst of the American Library Association endorsing drag queen reading hour for toddlers, in the midst of this madness, God is moving, and he will hear the cries of his people. He will hear the cries of those who earnestly seek him and ask him for mercy and for grace. So now is the time, friends. Now is the time. We need God. And he is near to those who seek him with a broken heart. 866-34-TRUTH. Hey, friends, be in your voice. That's why we're here. We'll be right back.
The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire broadcast. I just got an email from my team talking about our trip to Israel with exciting information there. If you didn't get the email, you're missing out. So go to AskDrBrown.org, AskDrBrown.org, and just sign up for our emails. We'll put you in our welcome tour, tell you more about my testimony from LSD to PhD, about the three R's of our ministry. I'm going to touch on that in a moment. And then, as well, we'll send you a free mini ebook on how to pray for America. 866-34-TRUTH. Phone's open for anything you want to talk about. But first, staying on subject here. One of the great burdens that I have being on the air with you is to help see you thriving in spiritual health. Now, I know there's some listening, watching that don't agree with me, that don't believe in God as I do, that don't believe in Jesus. Well, I'm thrilled you're here, and hopefully we can contribute to your life in a positive way as well. But for all those who are fellow believers, which would be the great bulk of my audience, my goal is to see you healthy, thriving. The picture from Isaiah 10:27 that the yoke is broken because of fatness, which means that as the animal gets strong and healthy, and fatness would be a picture of a healthy animal in the ancient world, that boom, it breaks the yoke off, the bondage, the oppression, broken off because of the health of our life in God. And that's the way it is. You spend quality time with God. You encounter him. You're in his word. You're meeting with him. You're walking in obedience to him. Health comes. Vitality comes. Things that used to pull you down don't anymore. Things that used to burden you, that you find freedom. Things that used to enslave you, they don't. So that's our goal, to see that health building and that strength building, because America is sick because the church is sick. As the church gets healthier, America will get healthier. Why? Because there are multiplied tens of millions of us here in America. It's not like there are three believers in America, right? There are tens of millions of born-again people here, excuse me, in America. And our health will directly affect the health of those around us. The light in us shining more brightly will bring more light to America, more conviction to America, more accountability to America, more blessing to America, more judgment to America. So as our ministry is burdened, the three focal points of our ministry, revival in the church, gospel-based moral and cultural revolution in society, redemption in Israel, the second two R's don't happen without the first, without a healthy, thriving church. So there are positive things happening in America. We told you that this would be the year of pushback, right? Not the first year where this is happening, but a year characterized by it. So we've seen so much of it. The highlight thus far being the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but so much happening, so many parents pushing back, elected officials pushing back, states pushing back, grassroots pushing back. But unless the church leads the way, it will fall short. Now, one of the big things that happened in the last election cycle is that we got so caught up with the elections and so caught up with the battle between Republicans and Democrats and Trump and Biden, before that Trump and Hillary, that I am convinced to the core of my being that we misplaced our loyalties, that many of us became an appendage to a political party, that many of us became like the ones that we were following. Rather than bringing change to them, they changed us. And I tweeted this out last night or sometime yesterday about idolatry. I said this: idolatry is when we take the trust or adoration that belongs only to God and give it to anyone or anything else. Let me read that again for you. Idolatry is when we take the trust or adoration that belongs only to God and give it to anyone or anything else. That's idolatry. And in many ways, we fell into political idolatry. It's a major theme of my book, The Political Seduction of the Church. And remember, seduction is subtle. Seduction is seducing. Seduction doesn't come in through the front door. It comes in through the side window. And it has a lot of appeal to it and a lot that looks good. You know how many believers who love the Lord and feel called to pastor have started seminary to get deeper into God and deeper into his word so that they can better serve the flock and become pastors or become missionaries, and they never get there because they got so caught up with study and knowledge that became an idol in their lives, and the burden to reach the lost or the burden to shepherd a local flock disappeared? Now, some are called to teaching and scholarship, but it's a seduction that happens in a subtle way. Maybe you're a Christian and you're an athlete, and you think, boy, if I could really make it to the top of my sport, I'll use that platform to reach young people. I'll be better known in my community. I can rally people around me. I can share the gospel. I can glorify the Lord. So you have your vision, your burden. But then, you know, you're good, but you're not that good. And someone just suggests, hey, just try these supplements. They're really, it's kind of keep it quiet as you're doing it, but they'll really help. And next thing, you destroy your reputation by using performance-enhancing drugs. But it was a seduction. So we're looking at a situation where existential things are happening in front of our eyes, where there's a battle for the future, our children, our grandchildren, where the court could tip this way or that way with generational effect, or weighty things, abortion, world terrorism, standing with Israel, freedom of religion, family moral. I mean, so many things on the table. And one party's going to tip it this way, and the other party's going to tip it this way. It's easy for us to get caught up in these things. But when we do, we now lose our effectiveness. Remember Samson, he said that if his hair was cut, he admitted it to Delilah, that he'll be like any other man. And that's what happened. When we primarily fight with the world's weapons, we become no more powerful than the world. God has given us supernatural spiritual weapons. And when we fight with those weapons, then things change. Of course we're involved in the system, but our emphasis is spiritual. Here, let me share with you what some folks felt on Twitter. This was the first question of a series. It's up to four now that I've asked, the fourth just right before radio started. In anticipation of my new book, The Political Seduction of the Church, I'm going to ask some questions to get your take on how we did as believers during the 2020 elections. First question, did we rise above the political fray, or did we get caught up in fleshly partisan politics? 9.6% said we rose above it. 9.6% said not sure. 80.8% said we got caught up in